There's so many things I've got to tell you, but I'm afraid I don't know how. Cause there's a possibility that you look at me differently, love. Ever since the first moment I spoke your name, from then on I knew that by you being in my life, things were destined to change. Cause love, so many people use your name in vain. Love, those who have faith in you sometimes go astray. Love, through all the ups and downs, the joys and hurts, love, for better or worse, I still will choose you first. Oh, 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 oh. Many days I've longed for you, wanting you, hoping for the chance to get to know you, longing for your kiss, for your touch.
Hello, hello, thanks for joining, guys. I'll be starting in just a moment.
I've cried from the things you do, felt like I could die from the thought of losing you. I know that you're real, with no doubts and no fears and no questions. Oh yeah, yeah. So many people,
so many people
love,
oh, love, oh,
those who have faith in you sometimes go astray.
Yeah.
Oh, love, love. I still will choose you first. At first you didn't mean that much to me, no. But now I know you're all I need, oh. The world looks so brand new to me. Now that I found love, every day I live for you, yeah. And everything that I do.
Hello. Hi.
What I say is how I feel. So I believe it's
true. I'm just starting another minute. Hello, cousin. Hey, thanks for joining. Hello, 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 everyone. This is Mo's Talk. You know, thanks for joining me. Thanks for logging on this Friday night. You know, so before you get your clothes on, get your head done, you know, before y'all step in them streets, some going to work, some hanging out, before y'all do, let's talk a little bit. So I chose this song, Music, just on the pretense of love. You know, when you think about love, you, and especially like when you think about love and love for your children, you know, you think about, you know, there's no other love that's stronger than your children. There's, you know, there's no stronger bond, you know, for the ones that don't have children. You know, just imagine the love that you have for your mother or your grandmother or your father or whoever that role model was that, you know, that was the one that, you know, that raised you. You know, just think about that love. But also, let's take a moment to just, you know, just take a moment to think about the love that you want to feel from, you know, someone that you meet that's new. Think about that love that you want to feel from, like, your husband, your baby father, or whatever it is. So I guess, you know, when you get your kids, you raise your children up in a home. Sometimes, you know, you're in a two-parent home with kids are so used to seeing mother, mom, and dad together, and sometimes things happen that prohibits them from being together, so they may break apart, and, you know, the separation may come about. You know, mom is alone. Sometimes you have dads that is raising their children, so now it's either the dad is absent out the home, or the mom is absent out the home. So thanks for joining, guys. So, you know, you have this, you know, this separation, you have this child that now they don't get to see a man in the home all the time, you know, or they don't get to see a mother in the home all the time. All they know is they have you. All they know is they get to be with you. They get to, you know, they get to, you know, connect. They get to build relationship. They laugh. They get to come in your room when they want to. They get to get in your bed when they want to. They get to just be able to have liberation around the house without anyone inside of the home. But what happens when you meet someone, when you reconnect with love, when you reconnect with this person that you may want to build something with, and boom, your kids don't like them. You know, they try to be polite to your children. They give good energy to your children. You know, they even don't even mind, you know, ordering food. You know, they want to play games with them. They just want to build a bond. But your kids are now they're not being receptive to receive this person in the life, because now they angry because they have to see their mother or father be with someone else. So they get a lot of resentfulness in them, because maybe they start to think that you are the reason why their dad is not in the home. You're the reason why their mom is not around, without them having a clear understanding to why the whole dynamics of the breaking of the relationship. The kids become angry. So kids start doing things like they rebel, they begin to be disrespectful. You know, some children, they start off as kids where they do, like, you know, rude things, like they purposely, you know, want to be disarray in the house, not listen, be loud, you know, and then they grow up to be teenagers where they feel like they have their own opinion. They don't want to accept. They don't like everything in them. I don't care if they see this man or woman, you know, treating you right. I don't care if they see this man or woman, you know, doing everything that they need to do to prove that they are the right ones. You know, sometimes kids, I'm saying sometimes because not all kids, but some kids will rebel against the fact that, you know, someone new is entering into the life, because they feel like when you get someone new, they feel like, you know, they losing their mother, they losing their father, because whereas they used to just come in your room, get in your bed, and do all of this stuff, they can no longer do this. And then you get with these, you know, your new significant other. So now they trying to lay foundation in your home, but your kid don't want to abide by the rules because they feel as though that, for one, that's not their mother or their father, and they shouldn't have to listen to them. And they do everything in their power to try to break y'all up. You know, they do stuff, you know, they purposely, like, do things to try to break the relationship up. You know, they try to cause problems amongst you and the other person because they want to keep it. They don't want, ultimately, it's not that they don't want to see you happy. They just feel like they losing someone that they love to somebody else. So they feel as though this person is taking their mother, or this person is taking their father. So this person is trying to take the place of them because they really don't understand the whole dynamic. So that's one scenario. But So my thing is, with that scenario, do you stay in the relationship because now you're looking for fulfillment? Now you're looking for happiness. You know, yes, I love my children, but my children can't give me the type of love that I need that can come from a companion. So then, and then another thing is, some people enter into like new found relationships, and you know, sometimes your new mate really don't like the children. Some of them are seen and some of them are unseen. And sometimes the kids can rebel because they can feel the other party energy, and they can tell that the other person really don't like them. So it's an uncomfortable environment for the children, you know, because some males, and you have some females, like they really don't like the other person's kids. Like sometimes, you know, they, you know, it gets like sometimes with females, I have heard stories that some females feel like that, you know, they feel like once they enter into a relationship, sometimes it's hard. They feel like they're, you know, like they want to become first. And then sometimes you have males that enter into relationships, and sometimes some people, kids can be just unbearable and just hard to really deal with. So, you know, my thing is, so if you get with somebody and you didn't know he didn't like your children, or you didn't know she didn't really like your children, but now you're in love, now you're locked in, now you're like, you know, it's not that easy to just walk away, because it's not like we just met today, or it's not like we met yesterday. You know what I'm saying? We met, we've been bonding, we've been spending time with each other. You know, we have been, you know, sharing, you know, each other, you know, this, you know, secrets with each other. You know, we doing all these things, but what happens when I find out that you really don't like my children or like my child? Do I stay in this relationship? Or what if my kids don't like you? Do I decline my happiness just to make my children happy, or do I pursue and look for fulfillment? So let me give you an example. So, you know, growing up, I remember Nuki said no, and Auntie said, I respect my stepfather and look up to him as a mentor. He never took advantage of me. He treated me like his own. And that is true. You know, sometimes, you know, people do treat you well, you know, but I'm talking about the ones that don't treat you well, because there are a lot of relationships out here where the man and woman really don't like the other person, children or child. And some people will feel like, if you can't accept my children, then you can't accept me. But how do you separate the two when you are now fully invested in this person? You know, you have feelings for this person. You now want to build with this person, but everything in your young adult children, your children, or sometimes adult children, just don't want to accept it. I mean, granted, you know, I feel like over time, you know, things can heal. But I think about when my children was younger, my oldest son, he didn't like nobody. And at the time when I was a teenager, you know, he would like rebel against any man that wasn't his father. So the way I would deal with it, like, I felt like I had to shelter his feelings. So I felt like he kind of came before my happiness. So I would decline my happiness just to appease my children. And just to realize when they became adults and started growing up, and when I had disapproval from the type of people that they was choosing to date in, they would endure it. Question, what's the age group we talking about as far as our children? Well, you know, children start rebelling as low as, I could remember my son was like 7 or up, but it get worse when they become teenagers, because now they set in their ways. They looking at you, especially a woman bringing another man into the house. In their house, they feel like, who are you? Or if it's a female that's entering inside of, you know, this flip it on the father side, she might be feeling like, who are you? You trying to take my place. Like, they can feel like, you know, you trying to take their place, not really understanding the, not being able to fully differentiate the difference in the type of love that's being administered. So with them not being able to understand the type of love, they don't understand it. All they know is, you know, my dad is going out with this woman, and, you know, or when my father used to sit down and talk to me, now he's talking to her. Or when my mother used to sit down and talk to me, now she all want to be with him. Everything is always with him. She always hanging out with him. And kids sometimes just go through a tantrum, because even young adults and adults go through a tantrum, because they don't feel like, sometimes they don't feel like people are good enough for their mother or father. So, you know, I'm opening up the lines or whatever, because I would like to know, has anyone ever experienced that? And if you ever experienced that, how did you deal with it? And, you know, if you witnessed someone else experiencing that, you know, what was your thoughts on it? Because honestly, it's something that happens every day. They get to looking at them funny. You know, you decide, I mean, of course you're not going to bring a multitude of men and a multitude of women inside of the home. But yeah, let's just say under 18. Okay. Let's just say under 18, you know, but what, you got some young adults that feel like they control their mother as well. I have someone calling in.
Hello.
Hello. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, Monica. Hey, girl.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good, yourself?
Girl, I'm blessed. First of all, I just want to say that I'm loving what you're doing. Keep it up. But about this topic is so needed. It's so imperative, especially, I feel like, in the Black community. This happen to me when I was in my early 20s. My first boyfriend who I thought I was going to marry, girl, like I was in love with him. His parents actually were so strict, and they were like really religious, and his mom just did not like me. So what I did was I tried to get close to her, you know, and it kind of worked, but in the end, it still didn't work. So what I would say is just keep your head up and, you know, just draw your enemies closer to you.
Okay, so let me ask you a question. How did that make you feel when she rejected you without even taking the chance to get to know you?
Wow, that made me feel really bad. It made me feel like I wasn't worthy, if you get what I'm saying.
Right. Are you saying that she made you feel like you wasn't, you know, good enough for her son?
And yes.
She made you feel like you was belittled and he could have did much better than you. And, you know, did you ever think that maybe it was a shock for her to now she felt jealous, like she felt like she was losing a son. And now she felt like, you know, this person, like, he went from talking to me about everything, just say that he was right, you know, going to his mother about certain situations. And so he went to consulting with his mom to now, I don't have to do certain things, consult with you on certain things. Now I have someone that's dear to me in my life, so now I can consult with her. So she felt that neglect, and she felt, you know, she was feeling like you was taking her son away. Did you ever look at it that way?
You know what? Now that I'm older, or as they say, now that I'm mature, I do look at it in a lot of different perceptions. That was her baby out of like five. I think he was the youngest. So it's actually, I like the point that you made. I like your view on it. Maybe that's why she felt some kind of resentment toward me, but his parents being, you know, lovers of God, they raised their family up in God. I'm like, you cannot be a hypocrite and you cannot serve, you know, two masters. That's in the Bible too. But exactly. We all are not, you know, saints. We all are sinners. So it was just a lot that I had to think about. So true. But, you know, not everybody's case is like that. And I pray that somebody else in the situation, you know, can just draw their enemies closer and break them down. You know,
and I guess and not so much break them down, but understand them, because I think the problem is the miscommunication and people just don't understand, like, the, you know, the whole dynamics of wanting to be fulfilled and engaging with someone new. You know, people get so intimidated by thinking they're going to lose someone, but in real reality, you was gaining someone that could have been so dear and sweet. Like, you could have been the daughter-in-law that took care of them when they got older. You know, it's so many things, that beautiful things that could have came out of that. You know what I'm saying? That
so people
didn't sing. Hold on.
Yeah.
Hello, Big Sexy. You on the line? Thanks for calling in. You know, you want to come?
Hey, cuz.
Hey, cousin. Thanks for calling in.
Hey, I just want to drop my little two cents in the conversation.
Okay.
And I just got on here, actually, and just hearing the end of it, but I read the topic. And I just want to say that if we're talking about younger kids or preteens, I think in our culture, some of the time, we as young women do not make the kids a part of the process when we start dating.
Okay.
We don't just express to them that this is what we are starting to do. And when we do meet someone, it's normally, you know, they already in the house settled and the kids just walking in there and got this gentleman in there and he already settled into the home without even, you know, a proper introduction, letting the kids know exactly what you're doing as a woman, dating, you know, going back out dating and stuff like that. Especially it's hard for, you know, young ones when it's not their father. So I think that could be some of the problems that get children a little in their feelings about when you bring another person in the home. I've seen for myself with my family members, my friends, and just our culture, and probably other people's cultures too, I'm not pretty sure.
Mm-hmm.
But they do that as well, you know. I went to my girlfriend's houses, and we went out last weekend with the guy. This weekend, you know, she met this weekend, the guy already in there, comfortable, you know, and didn't, to me, give the children a chance to adjust to the change. Especially young boys, when you bring another man in the house and they used to being the man in the house or the only man, the young man in the house, you know, you kind of just forcing them to come and you have to listen to this man and stuff like that. So I kind of think some of those things are some of the things that I just spoke about is could be one of the reasons why kids sometimes rebel against their parents when they bring someone in the house. I think adults just need to sometimes make the children a part of the process and stop just excluding them and stop thinking just because you're my child, you got to go with whatever I, you know, go with.
Let me ask you a question. So Josie in the house said, so I guess are you saying that you think that that you should know the person, you know, she said, do you believe you have to get to know them first before bringing them into the home to meet the kids?
Yes, of course. You know, the child is a part of you. That's a package deal.
Yeah,
the child is a part, your children is a part of you. And you can tell, like, things are changing. Now you see more, when people get married, they starting to bring the kids on stage and kind of just talk to them a little bit before they even start the ceremony of ready to marry their dad or their mom, just to let them know that I'm marrying you as well. So I kind of think that we as women, especially when we, and men too, I think, we should start making kids a part of the process. When you stop making kids a part of the process, then the kids start, they rebel on that because you just didn't, you made that decision for them. You didn't give them a chance and you didn't even give yourself a chance, you know, to say, hey, you know, maybe, you know, I need to step back or maybe I need to give my children enough time to spend with this person, to be around this person, even if it's going to the park and just to the playground, going out, you know, give that date. Like you take me out on a date, then you take me out on a date as a family. You know, do that a couple of times and have conversations that include your children. Get them used to dealing with these people and stop just having this man or this woman show up at your doorstep in your house, got the keys to the car, got the keys to the house, and just settle. And these kids just walking in there blindsided and you just telling them, oh, you going to like this person. I don't think that's fair to them. I just really don't think that's fair to them.
So I'm going to ask you, if you don't mind expounding on, so when do you think is a good enough time to introduce someone new into the home? Introduce someone that you have.
I can tell you this. I don't think less than 6 months you should have someone already settled in your home. I think you should have some time for you to get that know that person and see if this who you want to be with. And then after you decide for yourself, hey, I do want to explore more from this person, then you start introducing them to introducing your children to that person. Okay. And then give them that time to develop this friendship with them. You know, I'm not saying that it's going to automatically work, but at least you get that feeling of what you'll be dealing with and give that child enough respect to say, hey, I value your opinion. You know, I want you to be able to, you know, grow with this person because this is who your mom or your dad is going to be with.
Say that. I believe what you're saying is so well needed to be said, and it's very important because let me ask you before I elaborate on that, let me just do a twist. What if you found out your mate low-key didn't like your children? How do you deal with that?
Well, I think that's a personal issue. I think women and men, if you are in a relationship where you feel as though your significant other do not like your child, it has to be a reason why. You know, it may be sometimes we forget that you have to pay attention how people treat their own children.
Say that.
You have to pay attention how people treat their nephews, their nieces. You know, you got to really pay attention to, or some people put their children above their own significant other kids.
Say that.
You know, so sometimes you can't ignore the fact it gotta be a reason why you do not like my child. Do you not like my child because how I brought my child up or my parenting skills?
Say that.
Or you feel like I treat them unfairly, or I let them do whatever they want to do? You know, it's a discussion that need to be had. It's not a reason why if they low-key, I don't believe it's low-key hating on a child. I think you just too blind and you just so happy to be in a relationship, you ignore those sides.
And I agree with that. I agree with that solely. So when you come into this, say you already now have connected with this person, now you develop feelings, how do you walk away from that? How do you just say, you know what, if you can't respect and like my children, then this is over. How do you do that when you have feelings? You know, all these things has came about and now we here now. How do we get from here to there? Or do we just leave it here?
Well, like I said, it's just a personal preference to me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I am a person. I'm team my children. You know, we can have if it's somebody I truly want to be with, I think they should be honest enough to tell me why you do not like my child. Or why do you, first of all, you shouldn't be telling me you don't like my child. You should tell me the things that I should do to change or what you suggest. you know, that's just a whole another thing. And like I said, it, to me, I just think it's a personal preference. You know, it's not going to be no difference if, you know, if the if you and the guy just didn't work out. It just didn't work out. You know, I kind of think if you're not, if he love you, he going to be with you and help you. Y'all going to come to some kind of agreement or some kind of plan on what we need to do to get us to a level where we can communicate as a family. Because if you're not with someone to be a family, then say you that. Don't need to be even with them.
Say that. Say that.
You know, and that's my thing. If I'm dating someone and I say, hey, you in my home, you lived in, you moved your stuff in, and we decided to be a unit as one. So if I pass on or anything happened to me, I'm hoping that you're going to be the person who's going to take care of my child.
Say that.
You know, if you can, I hope I'll be married to you by then or whatever happened. But I just hope and think that people will understand that when you bring people in your home to live, you are making them a part of your family. You know, it's no more boyfriend and girlfriend. It's, hey, we about to move towards, hopefully we move towards marriage. We trying to be as one. You know, you are my family. If you, I see you, someone hurting him, or I'm not going to turn my head or something like that. That's my family. I feel like that will be my son or my daughter, you know. So I just hope people just realize that this dating game is not as easy as people think it is. And it's a whole lot of reasons why it doesn't work out, because people just rush into things and don't give relationships a chance to develop into a relationship. They push it into a relationship. And then people just feel like they have to do things. And then that's why it don't work out. Because when you force to do something and your heart not in it, then the results going to show that your heart not in it.
You better say it. And let me ask you another question. Just elaborate on what you say before you done. Adrena, what if it was switched? Adrena was speaking about she was dating a guy and the parents just didn't like her, you know. So it's kind of similar, the same. I was telling her, you know, maybe they felt like they was losing us, she was losing a son. But would you say that's the same, or would you say that's kind of different?
Well, I kind of think at, well, I'm assuming that they're older. Yeah. Sometimes parents set standards for their children. Everybody should. Everybody should set standards for their children. And some people go overboard with it. You know, some people don't just go ahead. And just like me, I'm a parent where my son start dating a woman outside of our race. I had no clue, you know, that he was even, you know, liking the opposite, you know, of our culture, out of our culture, until he got in high school. Mm-hmm. So when he started, you know, dating these different women, I had to adjust how I was going to, you know, react to it. I'm not going to say, because I want my children to be comfortable. I want them, whoever they bring in my home, and say, hey, Ma, this is the person I love, I care about, I want to date. I want to be that person that support them 100% until I see through that and say, hey, oh, no, we can't do her because X, Y, and Z. Or we can't do him because X, Y, and Z. But just because they different, mm-hmm. you know, just because they different, you know, then, like I said, me as I had to check myself. Because I had to say, hey, well, she don't look like us. She don't act like us. You know, she was raised differently from us. Mm. But I mean, like I said, we set standards for our kids, and sometimes it works and sometimes it do not work. But, you know, it's to, like I said, it's just a personal preference. Some parents will relax and settle in and get into the groove, and some parents will fight teeth and nails, and it's up to that child to say, hey, this is who I want to be with.
That's right. Say you that. Know, say
that's,
that.
That's when the parents say, oh, okay, I got to back off. You know, because that person or that child will let you know, Ma, you got to relax. You got to let me go. because this is the person who I love and I care about, and this is who I want to be.
You better say that. I appreciate you calling in and giving your opinion. It was, you know, I agree with you, and I appreciate your viewpoint. Is there anyone else that want to call in and give their opinion? Thanks for calling in. What's that all?
All right, bye-bye. That's it. Have a good night.
You too. As Big Sexy was saying, she was making some really good, valid points. I have someone else calling in. Hello, how are you? Thanks for calling in. Hello? Hello? Are you there? Okay, so I'm going to read what Yo-Yo said. She said, everything Miss Lady has said is so true. Before bringing or introducing any man or woman to your children, you have to get to know the person. She says, bring them to your home. Most kids don't want another man or woman other than their biological parent. And like I was saying, yeah, I think it was poor connection. Big Sexy was saying, and like Yo-Yo was saying, and everyone else that agreed to what she was saying, that is so true, you know. And one good thing, one important fact that I took that she said is, you know, we have to, you know, in order to try to, you know, keep our kids from rebelling, we must make them a part of the evolution. You know, just like she said, you know, we just walking in with this man or woman and we tell them, you know, we make the decision for them whether or not they should accept this person in their life. And that is true. You know, they have feelings just like anyone else. And they should be able to have time to process everything that's going on just as well as we're processing. And another thing that she said that was really interesting to me was the time. You know, not enough people put time on it. You know, you meet someone today, you got them in your bed tomorrow, the kids waking up, and they seeing all these different men or women in the house, in the bed. And, you know, it's not laying no values to the children. So when you do meet someone that you feel like is the one you want to connect with on a deeper level, the kids, you know, sometimes, you know, another, you know, you know, they don't want to accept it because, you know, you just stripping them from their feelings. You stripping them from how they, you know, how they ought to, you know, their decision. We just basically saying, you know, this is what it is, and this is what it's going to be, you know. And I must say, like, as an example for myself, you know, because I like to keep stuff real. I ain't the type to hide nothing, and I like to keep my show authentic. When I met my husband and my kids were small, they rebelled against the whole thing. Now, and it was okay when it was the time when I brought them to the house to introduce them. They was okay with that because they felt like, oh, you know, they was a little curious. But when they seen us, the more they seen us dating, the more they seen us talking. And I was one of those ones who was like, y'all don't get to make a choice whether or not I'm going to be happy or not. And they rebelled something terrible in the fact of, you know, accepting another man being with me because they felt like they was losing me. Like, whereas, like I said earlier, just one of the smallest minute things, whereas they was able to just come in my room all the time. They had to now knock on the door. You know, it was, this man was making rules around the house and they didn't want to abide by the rules because they felt like they didn't have to listen to him. So, you know, it was a lot of unbalances that was going on in the house, and it didn't take, and as they got older, it still was getting a little out of hand. But as they got older and was reaching close to adulthood is when things started, you know, leveling out. And when, you know, they start getting in relationships, and then they had, then they started understanding, you know, they, you know, things was more clear to them, you know, because they mature, as Adrena said, you know, she look at things differently now because she mature. She, you know, the way she was looking at it back then, she don't look at it the way she look at it now. So, you know, it was, you know, it was a topic that I felt like was needed, because a lot of times it's a lot of single people out here. You got a lot of single women and you got a lot of single men out here that's looking to be fulfilled, looking like she said, Big Sexy said, you know, you shouldn't be dating just to be dating. Hopefully you're dating to build a family, you know, you're dating with purpose. You know, a lot of times people, that's another reason why kids are so angry, because parents are not dating with purpose. You know, they just, you know, they dating, and then, you know, the mother can feel like, oh, he the one, you know, and they be with this person. And then this person, you know, you telling your kids, the kids rebelling, but then that's not even the one, you know, someone else is coming in. So I just think, like what she said earlier, we must, you know, as we out here dating as men and women, you know, as you are courting with this man or woman, I think it's very important to involve the kids, to do a family day. Like she said, it can be at the park, it can be at dinner, you know, just a time. And before you bring them together, I advise you to sit down and talk to your children and let them know, look, you know, it's someone that's in mommy and daddy's life that's really special to me. And I want y'all, I'm going to introduce y'all, and, you know, and I want you to feel comfortable, because this person makes me feel comfortable. It's kind of like, you know, just letting them know what to expect. And I feel like things would be a lot more better, like the approach would be a lot better. They may be a little confused on what to feel at the moment, but if the energy is right and it's respectable, then I believe that, you know, if y'all are, you know, moving forward to building a family, then I believe that the foundation will be strong and it will grow. And then you will grow into being, hopefully, like she said, you'll be married, you know, you'll be probably in a blended relationship, you know, or you will have your kids, they might have their kids, and we all come together. And if we all came to a dinner or have like family functions like Thanksgiving, Christmas, birthdays, etc., you wouldn't be able to tell us apart, because we built a solid foundation with. So I love you just as much as you love me. So as I wrap it up, guys, I just want to say that in order to you know, to alleviate the confusion, the, you know, the just the option of your children making you feel like you got to choose between being happy or being with your kids, we must explain to the kids that, you know, it's, I'ma always love you, but this, I love this person too. So we gonna have to come together. I'm not gonna choose, because I'ma always choose you, but I also have to choose my happiness as well. And for the ones, you know, for the man or woman, you find out they don't like your children, I think this is when you should know that person you're dealing with, and you should be able to feel if this person don't like your child, your children, and you should be able to come and sit down and talk about it and resolve it and build a family that's strong as a nail. You know, no one should be, it should not be easily broken. You should be able to, you know, no one should be able to come when they see their kids, that's the same way as seeing your kids. It should be no division and it should be no separation. We should all come together and be strong together as a family. So no one should have to choose. And if it was up to me, I wouldn't choose between my kids, although I love my kids to the moon and back. I love them to life. But at the same time, I have to love my happiness as well, because they're going to grow up and become grown, and they're going to move on and have families. And they will not allow me to dictate who they feel as though is right for them. I'm sorry, let me read what someone said. I missed a lot of it. She said she's about to wrap it up. Yes, I am about to wrap it up. but you can give your last remarks. If there's any last remarks on what we were talking about, feel free to talk about it. You know, we can extend it a couple more minutes if need so. If you feel like it's something that you really experienced, or you feel like, you know, it's something that you've seen, you witnessed, you know, or you going through, you know, speak on it, because this is something that happens every day. You know, every day, you know, people, you know, be into homes where the kids are just making it so difficult to make the person want to be a part of the family. And then you have some mates that are in it. Sometimes they can be in it for selfish reason. And this is something that I forgot to say too. Sometimes though, when the mate can low key not like your children, sometimes your kids can feel the energy of another person. And sometimes it's not all bad. Sometimes they can feel like something is going on and they just not able to identify with it. So, you know, when you go in terms of making decisions, you know, I say, you know, pray about it, be wise, you know, get to know the person that you're dealing with, and, you know, and just go with your intuition, and, you know, and just be respectful and always, always show love. So I'm going to, like I say, you know, if no one has anything to say, I'm going to end it. I'm going to read what Ray DeClancy said. He says, I feel like if you really love your lover, you need to try to work at the relationship with the kids. Don't force anything, but try to continue to work at it. Because I believe that is true. Because if you keep chiming and giving a sprinkling, a little love here and a little love there, love conquers all. That's in the Bible. Love conquers all. So if you show love and the love is genuine and the love is real, love will break down barriers. Walls will break down walls. Love will break down confusion. Love will break down deception. Love, 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 love. And if you love and keep love as the foundation of anything that you do, everything will be okay. So I'm going to end right now, guys. Until the next time, thanks for everyone that took the time out to log on to my podcast. I thank everyone for joining. Thanks for the participation. And as I'm going to say, y'all, just enjoy your evening and remember to love. And I love y'all. And remember that Mo is the one that said that. See y'all. Thank y'all.
Kiki, do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you and I need you. And I'm down for you always, KB. Do you love me? Are you riding? Say you never ever leave from beside me. Cause I want you and I need you. And I'm down for you always. The new me is really still the real me. I swear you gotta feel me before they try and kill me. They gotta make some choices. They running out of options. Cause I've been going off and they don't know when to stop. And then we get it. I see that you've been